daffodils, daffodils. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. Daffodils, 1804, William Wordsworth. 1. Organ serrated, frilly flutes the orange monks prefer, pleats, blonde fringes, grazing ground. I have allowed the tiny daffodils to stand in water. Oh, poets know how to be alone. See, they don't become assholes with their gifts of self-sufficiency, a loneliness requiring only grief. Wave, folk. God gives you a great smile, and you use it to get laid, even unto old age, tempting time to unteach you forever. Would you miss it? Mark the death of the clumsy albatross X. Celebrate with pancakes on the victory. Sunny country, starry side up. A single porthole, lugging an anvil made for space. Skyscraper-sized coffin headed for the Milky Way. A city building fallen on its side. Would the crush bloom with memories? The first time we hear surprise, and it is deafening. Faces, real, open their mouths. From the moment I discovered my mistake, I drained the soil. Now they are all looking toward the thin winter sun. They nod. If laurels, my lions, could be sunlight, we are not only music, but birds. If birds, stars, if stars, all the pearls in the sea, every drop of sweat, a lucite kiosk, an invisible trophy. My calves have not forgotten green rolling hills, but never, since flesh-covered bone, has that been my day's fare. 2. Only in California. Will you find in your inbox, wine saves lives. Only in California would London Breed challenge parents to turn in their gun-toting kids. I know it's not popular to say. I have never seen a more veneerless people, hoping light will drop his bangles game round them in an eternal pierce. Who could afford to see such beauty wasted? I did it again. I left all the little flowers out in the cold. Ditty, mind erased. Petals, rasping pods, flames dryly twisting. My beautiful father, of the great blue eyes and sea-platinumed curls, who married my Indian mother, wrote letters from a Sacramento prison, promising a hobbit land of redwoods, speaking inexplicably intimately about adjusting temperature and showers there. And even as a child up on a roof, I questioned the veracity of it. Prison presenting a barracks of confinement, sans even that simple luxury, hot, cold. How he derived pleasure moving between the two. His only spectrum for the lost analysis of love. Upon meeting as adults, almost the first thing he made clear was he couldn't love us like his stepkids. He hadn't been around us. What a gruff, shy boy, though, near to us. Sitting ruler straight, wild man of the Volkswagen van. Of course it was yellow or blue. We went to the San Diego Zoo. I sit on his hip. We are conjoined at the torso, wedded at the waist, a guitar and smoke of mourning. And we will never be anything else again, pointing. No days to repeat, no football on the beach, child's hands and man's, crabs and surf. They met guns with flowers in those days, threading barrels at airport smiles. Who passes? Who fails? In the thunder of applause rolling up in machine volume, when it's our life the lights come down on, our minds the lone occupant in the theater. California, New York, sunflowers, gentians, big and blue, big and golden. These tiny daffodils speak from another time and place. Their clouds are more gentle, options fewer, and more limitless. Three, sign for rain. 24 windshield wipers in unison. 4. Wedded now, the aisles too, the black, white, the red and the brown, purple and yellow, lappings interlap. The black clover, the white sword, red rainbow, brown earth, treed and sunny with violets, the stranger's face. You broke down all the walls of my refusal of metaphor and let in daily life. Two things hurt me. The amphitheater of the ocean mused belly up. And I saw the end, finally. No crystal for focus. And it was Dame Daffodils, superabundance, more particles in the dirt than your little mind can wrap around. Who murders these? Murders their own joy. There is no light in the upturned and laughing. Dark pools are your eyes, and the new planted trees and stents wait by the washing marble, hovering between falls, and death severed. Oh, my busy postcard. Oh, my configuration of heaven, America. 5. There's a zoo lily ad next to this text as I type, a coat for the Highlands, with an invisible dancer animating hunter's color, still. Maid Marian might have worn its cowl neck lined in python. Or is it fur? Pixels deliberately vague. I claim now my childhood's invention, which makes obsolete climatic sails. In fjords you'll see people bopping in Bermudas, phone booth inspired, personnel, force field, temperature controlled. Talk about the dawn of personal adornment. We will make green rolling hills over city structures, and the great bee deliver honey of civilization. Battleware, cornucopia garlands, weapons, tongues. Soon, we will sing and densified dance, then flit as flame, camouflage of heat bending above roads, their arterial race somewhere preserved. Rectangles may merge, many construct a cathedral, and wear there the suit that allows no harm, a garment as if made by grace. Then we will be free to walk the earth in the seriously outrageous grief the day demands. Spray painted in lapis, hair to the ground, our feet are our own hovercraft. The immeasurable extinctions live with us. We have an archive, and it is possible to float up its walls and enter time. You yourself sit here now, there. Is it everything you dreamed? Beloved hand, golden bridge, brimming harbor, arm in arm. The last fleet opened so slowly, we slept. Pollen-colored frill, stiff as the first circular saw tubas, right in the pit, ear to the foghorn,